Well, this will be our last regular season podcast this year. Coach Darnes, we go play Fulton City again. We'll go down there for the first time this season. They came here the first game of the year, and we beat the Bulldogs 37-6, and they went on to lose, I think, their next seven in a row. But then won last week over Fulton County, another team they played twice this year. So they're coming off their first.
Well, I think they won one game last year. I'm not for sure about that.
Yeah, they did. They've won one every year. That's
South
right.
Fulton or something like that. But Chris, I'm gonna tell you this. Here's what I see. You know, we played a team when we first started, first game of the season, that to me was a good football team. They had good athletes. And they were close to breaking some plays. And we were able to run the ball on them. We were able to sustain some drives. And the thing that concerns me about this is they've got good enough athletes that anytime they touch the ball, they can go the distance. And I don't know that we've improved that much on tackling. And that's what...
Back Shepherd to the office, please. Back Shepherd to the office.
School announcement.
Yeah, pardon that. We were in a school today. I don't know if we've gotten any better at missed tackles, and making sure that we break down and making the tackles that we need to. Plus, I think that they're coming off a win. It's senior night for them. They have six seniors, and they're playing with confidence, and they're going to have a lot of confidence. And we've challenged our kids. We understand that. We challenged our kids that they're going to have to play a good football game. They're going to have to play with a lot of emotion, a lot of aggression, and take them out of their game. And, plus it's we're without a couple players that in key positions. And so, we just have to see what's going to happen. But it is going to be a good ball game. Our kids will play hard. And so we're excited about playing Fulton City the last regular season.
So who do we have out this week? Is Dylan Hollis going to be back?
Dylan Hollis is back, and he played last week. And it's Tyler Coleman, who is just released from a concussion that he received in the locker room, and he's been out for 2 weeks, going on 2 weeks, and so he's got to follow the protocol. And then last week. Alex Cosby was diagnosed with a concussion after he went out. So he's out for probably the rest of the year. He probably won't be able to play the playoff game. So, that's two key players. And then, we have one kid that was coming along in JV that was going to play a lot this week,
Jesse Bell.
And fortunately, he did not break his shoulder. Oh, yeah. It was... they went to Dr. Bill in orthopedics, and they said that what they were reading was the line of his growth plate. So it's not broken.
That's good news.
Yeah, it's good news.
And he got hurt in a JV game.
And so he was coming along well, and we were expected for him to play. So that's what concerns me, plus the travel, that long a road trip. And but make no mistake, we understand that we have to send a message to Fulton City. That they can't have any confidence with us going into next year, and if they beat us, they'll have that confidence going into the summer, and we don't want that. We have to send a message to them, so we've got to play hard.
Of course, Fulton City will be a district game next year. It's a non-district game. This time they are in Class A this year. We're in 2A, and next year it'll be Fulton City, Fulton County, Russellville, and Crittenden in the 4-team Class A first district. So, like you say, these are teams we're going to see over the next 4 years anyway, and we haven't played Fulton County or Russellville in a while, but I know Russellville's having a great season, and they're supposedly losing some of their players, and then Fulton County is the team that had beaten Fulton City earlier in the year. As I said, they played, I think, week three, and then beat Fulton City by, I think it was a touchdown or less, and then now the Fulton City came back and beat them pretty good last week.
Yeah, and I talked to both coaches, and what happened was Fulton County's coach got ejected in the first quarter, and the assistant coach, Rick Garland, I talked with him, and he stated that he just felt like the players just deflated at that time, and and didn't want to try anymore. So I think there's more going on than what the score actually shows. So we watched the film, and it was some big plays by the quarterback, Williams, and they had some kids that ran the ball well, and they threw the ball. So we know the adjustments that needed to be made at Fulton County, and they didn't make them, and we're going to make those adjustments and, you know, just play the game. And we just want to play a game where, now we know we have a chance to win the ball game, and we just don't have to have moral victories. And so we have a chance to win a ball game, and it's important for us. We've won 3 ball games the last 3 years prior to this, and a chance to win 4 this year to improve on the last 3 years. And I think that's important for these seniors.
Right. It's been a while since we've tasted victory back in early September, and this is an opportunity. Like you said, a long road trip. And what do you see based on what happened in the first game against Fulton City? We were able to handle them. Seemed like every aspect of the game was over pretty early. But what do you see as the difference now? I know you said you feel like maybe they've improved a little bit.
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be the players that we have out is going to be a difference in the game, because we have some guys that are going to have to step up and play. And it's also going to be the difference is that they're going to be playing with confidence, and they're going to they have to understand that we're going to have to play with a lot of emotion and intensity. And I think that they're going to try to run the ball more than what they did last time. And I'm going to tell you, that quarterback still is impressive. He can throw the ball. They can catch it. I just don't know if they have the stamina, and that's what's going to concern me as well, because it's later in the season, so they should be a little bit better shape than what they were the first time. So it's going to be a great ball game, and I think it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge than what people think it's going to be.
Coach Wheeler, as a defensive coordinator, I guess you've watched a lot of film on them this since we played them this first time. Seen them in some other games, and we're anticipating them being a little different offensively than they were. They just threw it around a lot first time. Didn't complete a lot of passes either.
No, the first time when we played them, the only film we had was a scrimmage of them, and they, a lot of jets, a lot of jet counters, and a little bit of passing, and they had 2 or 3 different quarterbacks. And then when we played them, they put number 10, the Thomas kid, at quarterback, and threw it probably about 90% of the time, and actually had what, almost 350 yards. We just were able to pick him off 3 or 4 times and cause some fumbles after the catches. But now the last couple of films we have on them, they have probably, 10, 12 different formations, not counting, flipping their formation a little bit. So they're going to be a little bit different to prepare for this time. And, Coach Starnes just thinks that they're going to come out and do things a little bit different. So, we'll see what happens. Kids had a great practice yesterday in shutting a few of the things down that we think they're going to do.
Who are some of the kids you've seen maybe really mature this year in their position, and then maybe weren't guys you were counting on early on, and now they're go-to kind of guys?
I think secondary-wise, you have, of course, Hicks and Ethan Hunt. They've really done well. Hicks is probably going to start free safety for us this weekend, and then Ethan Hunt probably start nickelbacker for us. And then linebacker-wise, Nick Greenwell has been a pleasant surprise. He just goes all the time, every single play, and now he's starting to understand the game a little bit better. And then line, Coach Berry's done a great job of giving us a bunch of different looks, with the line, and getting a good rotation with those guys. So, like I said, we'll see what happens. A lot of stuff on the edge and in the middle is where we're going to have to bring our pressure when it's time to dial it up, and we're going to have to secure the tackles, because they do not care to run east and west again. And we saw him against Fulton County. Instead of getting a 3-yard gain, he backtracks like 25 yards and ends up losing about 15 on it. And they don't care, because eventually they're going to break one. And so they can take that chance that we're not afforded that opportunity.
Coach Starnes, are there any players like that offensively that have kind of matured into a position? I know Noah's really kind of come on the last few weeks as a really go-to kind of receiver for the offense.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to look at Shelby Robinson at center. I think he's done a great job, which he hadn't played before because of an injury last year. Tyler Coleman is a guard, and he wasn't with us last year, so he was new and inexperienced at that position, and I think that he's done a great job. You also have, as you said, Noah Dickerson at receiver, who is doing what we thought he would at receiver, making the, you know, being a threat for us there. And I thought Cass Diller is doing a good job at quarterback, you know. And then Ethan Hunt is one that we weren't expecting at receiver. And Dylan Hicks can be, and we're going to use his athleticism, plus he's a kicker, so... You know, I think there's a lot of guys on there. I think you have Adam Beavers, who has stepped in and is a pleasant surprise as a freshman and playing. And so, you know, those guys have really stepped in and played well for us and is getting a lot of playing time. And most of those guys are coming back. And, of course, you have Lane Wallace, who's just as steady and I think is probably the leader on this team that that makes things happen.
You know, you talk about Adam Beavers last week against Princeton, Caldwell County over Princeton, and of course it's late in the game, but he's one of the few guys that stayed in the game, and of course he's a young guy, he's a freshman, so he needed to be in the game. But he looked like a man among boys there toward the end at times, you know, whereas during the varsity you don't see that really out of him.
No, and we utilize him in situations, so certain packages that we have, and that's why you don't see him as often. And you know, when we spread the ball, we take him out and put Ethan Hunt in there. So,
defensively, Adam. I mean, he used to be able to get away with a lot of things the last 2 years when he played middle school, just because he was taller and bigger and used leverage. And now, I just think he's grown so much since the first game due to the technique that Coach Barry and other coaches have told him, you know, how to use it. And so, defensively, I think he's done a great job. And then the other night in the JV game, offensively, you know, he pushed down there and made several pretty good catches, you know, by adjusting to the ball and everything else. So he's going to be a dandy someday.
Yeah, he's going to be a good one. We've got some good eighth graders coming on, and I'd be glad to see some of those coming in next year and have some opportunities to play.
I think there's decent athletes in the eighth grade group, and I think there's some attitude in the eighth grade group, and I think that's what we're going to have with this mix, because they're aggressive, and I think that they like to play, and they hustle, and they try. And I think that they're gonna make our older guys, they're gonna make them play harder than what they can play, and that's what I'm excited about seeing. And I'm telling you, right now in my mind, there's four or five of those guys that I'm counting on seeing a lot of playing time. And so we have to make sure that we get those guys ready and not throw them in too quickly. But I know that they're gonna want to play, and I know that we're gonna have to make sure that we get them ready in stages and steps in order for us not to break their will in playing football. So. We're excited about next year as well, and we're going back to single A, and you know, it'll be something good for us simply because we can use it as motivation now that we have an opportunity and a chance to win the district every year, and that's what we can use as motivation, and we can play harder.
Well, I know this is the last week of the 2014 regular season. After that, we'll go to Owensburg Catholic for our playoff game, our first playoff game, and then next year we'll be back in Class A. So this Fulton City game this week is a good way to look at it. This is kind of the gateway to 2015 and back to Class A.
Hopefully we just need to send a message.
Send a message. Yeah. All right, guys. Any other comments?
No. Nope. Looking forward to Moonlight Barbecue.
Oh yeah, at Owensboro a week after. Yeah. All right. Good luck this week down at Fulton. It's a long drive.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.